Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Every man, every woman at one point or another, when you are a diehard sports fan, at some point or another, your team is going to let you down time and time again. And you start to question yourself, this is not helping my life out at all.
I think I've hit sports rock bottom. And I made a lot of bad decisions this weekend, which now that I say it out loud, is not unlike most weekends. But this one, I took it to another level. So I made this this goal at the beginning of the year to see at least two of my childhood friends every year, because I have like a group of five childhood friends. They're all married, have kids. They can't move around as well as I can. So I said, I'm coming to y'all. This is a thing I want to do because I don't want to go another 10 years not seeing some of the guys I grew up with.
Good for you, man.
And that's kind of the childless person, to recognize that and to make the extra effort to see his people.
Yeah, I get it. So I end up going to Dallas. One of my friends lives in Dallas, and I'm there through Sunday. And I start to think to myself as I'm there, once I realize that we have the Monday off, I'm like, oh, I can go see a Cowboys game.
Oh, no.
The Cowboys are down the street, which I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, if you don't know.
Anybody that knows anything about the NFL can tell this is where the disaster happens.
Absolutely.
It's the Cowboys.
Having one of the worst seasons in memorable times. And bad. So, of course.
So, they're not just getting beat.
They're beat. Beat bad.
Yeah. They're the Florida State of the NFL right
now. Oh, nice analogy.
True indeed. But I think that I have a silver lining because our starting quarterback is hurt. He's not playing. He's done for the season. So in my mind, we have a losing record. We have no starting quarterback. The game is down the street. These tickets can't be that much. I'm going to go just see a game, right? I'm thinking this will work in my favor. It did not. The tickets were not anywhere near cheap. They still just as expensive. You would think we were the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jerry Jones built this stadium just in time because people go to this stadium for the spectacle of the stadium. It's so big. And a lot of people that say that they go and watch the Cowboys, and the stadium's so big, it's hard to see the players on the field. So they've got these huge screen TVs,
huge.
Right? People are watching the game from their seats and not even watching the live event.
The screen is so big, you could really watch the game from the parking lot if you wanted to.
Like, I went to a March Madness there, and now imagine watching basketball players down on the floor or whatever, but that stadium is massive.
It's massive.
Which is good when the Cowboys are having crappy seasons, because you're still going to fill the stadium up because people want the experience of that beautiful stadium.
Which was shocking to me because, yes, the game was still sold out. The tickets are still super expensive. And I was like shocked by that. But I shouldn't be being a Cowboys fan all these years. So I buy these tickets and I try to get as good seats as I can for the price. And I did happen to find these tickets that were like $300 cheaper than like all the seats around them. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a steal. But as soon as I bought them, I had instant regret. I don't know what came over me. It was like when I was buying them, I was like, you live once, do it. As soon as I was like, credit went through, I was like, yeah, that was stupid. So my man gives me an idea. He's like, I tell you what, why? It's an hour and a half drive to the game. You have a day. You have 24 hours until we go. Try to sell them. Mm-hmm. If you sell the tickets, then you'll get your money back. And then you can use the profit to buy some cheaper tickets. And then you supported your team.
There you go.
But you did it for almost free.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's the kind of support I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the free support. So I try to sell them. No one's biting. No one's biting. No one's biting. I'm on the car. Literally, we're in the car, on the road, on the way to the game. I'm watching the tickets like it's the game, right? Just hoping they sell so I can save a couple dollars. Not until literally we get out the car. I check one more time. They didn't sell. I put my phone away. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to use the tickets. It is what it is.
I'm just curious, what app did you use?
Ticketmaster.
Okay. Game Time, dude, is the way to go.
Is it?
When you're getting that close to kickoff or the beginning of a game. Uh-huh. Yeah, man, that's what they're known for. And it's worked quite a bit for me.
I'm sure this would have helped me out a lot.
You should have called, bro.
Oh, man. I know next time. I appreciate you. So I get literally all the way to where you have to now, you know, scan your ticket to get into the stadium. And I go to look at my phone, and it says, tickets sold. So I'm like, it's bittersweet.
Oh, no. Now you don't have tickets?
Now I don't have tickets.
That's a lucky break, if you ask me.
Right. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to panic. Cool. But the problem was, when I went to buy the new tickets, I bought them, but I didn't have Wi-Fi. You needed to have Wi-Fi for the tickets to come to your email so that you can put the tickets on your phone. And then the lady is like, we ain't going to get Wi-Fi out here. I don't know where you're from, but everybody knows you don't get Wi-Fi until you get in. So I was like, well, that's a problem. So I have to work it out with her to let me go. She was like, I'll let you go to right there and download your ticket and come back, which I do, right? I like, all right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. Which she let me do that after like 30 minutes of waiting.
Wait just a second. Isn't the name of the stadium AT&T Stadium?
That is correct.
You think they'd have phone service at AT&T Stadium?
The man's got a good point.
Maybe they got it set up to where if you're not inside, you're not using their service. I don't know how they figured that out. So literally, I go 50 feet and it goes through just fine, right? I get the tickets. I come back. She scans the tickets. I go inside. For whatever reason, I get 10 feet from her scanning the ticket, and she's saying, wait, come back. They canceled the seats. I don't know why. They canceled the seats. She feels so bad for me that she's like, I don't know what you're going to do, but go ahead.
She just lets you in.
She just lets me go.
Wow.
She's like, just go, man.
Okay.
Like, I'm sweating. She sees how much of a fan I am. I'm telling her my situation. She's like, go ahead. But I didn't see you. I said, okay. So now I get in, and I'm like, I still have to buy seats. So I'm trying to buy seats. It takes me probably the entire, I would say, first quarter and like halfway into the second quarter to finally get a set of tickets to go through. So I'm in, it's a big field outside of the stadium where you can pretty much, like I said, watch the game from the parking lot. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And in the beginning, we're actually playing well. So I'm hearing everybody going crazy. They're excited. I'm having anxiety because I can't get the tickets finally. So it must have been like halftime. Where finally, for whatever reason, I get a second ticket, they go through. Now I'm like trying to run through the arena so I don't waste, because I don't wasted a whole half already. I finally get to my seat, and somebody's in my seat, of course. We have to work that out. But then I sit down, I take a breather, I'm finally at the game. It's the third quarter, the game starts, and we proceed to have what they are now calling the worst offensive performance in NFL history.
But you got to witness it.
Oh, I was there. Yeah. I was there front and center.
The universe was trying to give you a break, man. It was trying to tell you, do not go in and watch your team get his butt kicked.
It really was.
It really was. You did everything.
And that's why I sat there just thinking to myself, this is absolute sports rock bottom. Because I did all of that just to watch us play like the worst team in NFL history.
I need you to admit it. I need you to admit how much you paid to watch your team.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.